This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ladies and gents, welcome back once again. All things covered. Patrick Peterson, Brian McFadden, we're back. Unfortunately, we got to talk about a loss. You guys know how it goes. We talk about the good and the bad on our show. That's what we do. That's a part of life. Adversities, right? You face them, you get through them, you march on to the next best thing. But before we can march on to the next best thing, in this episode, we will recap the loss against the Houston Texans. Of course, talk about what went wrong. The few things that went right, and then, of course, look for brighter days. The preview for the Baltimore Ravens is all on this show. Pat P, also, before we get into our conversation about this episode, we gotta keep pushing the envelope in regards to what we're doing as a podcast, as podcasters, right? All right, keep voting for us, fans. Please help us out by voting in the Single Awards. Our conversation with the great Troy Polamalu was nominated as a finalist in the Best Sports Individual Episodes category, and we need your help to seal the deal. Steeler Nation, do what you do best, and please support. Go out, get your votes in so we can go ahead and bring home this award. All right, Pat Pete, we got to do it. We got to recap it. That's what we do. We got to talk about the good and the bad, the ugly, the pretty, whatever. Texans recap. Texans go out. Big win for them and their organization. Taking care of business against our Pittsburgh Steelers 30-6. My prediction on last week's episode was 2016 in favor of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Clearly, I was all the way off, but it is what it is. For you, Pat P, being a participant in that ball game, I was watching from afar. I should have been there. That's the thing. God.
It was close enough to you.
Yeah, I should have been there. I probably I haven't attended the game. Well, you guys haven't lost the game in which I have attended. So we got to figure out what's going on. But Pat P, man, why did the Houston Texans, the offense, of course, they had some San Francisco-like vibes in regards to their scheme. But why did they offense have success? I mean, against your defense, to say the least.
For the most part, man, we have to do a better job of, you know, smashing a run, perimeter runs to be specific. And we got to be better tacklers as a unit, you know, and I think that's something, that's going to help us be better as a defense, especially against the run.
Yeah.
And then, as you know, when you're able to have big plays in the run game on the perimeter, that's when you're able to, you know, open up trick plays and, you know, screens and things like that. So
play action.
Play action. So once we get a better hold on a smashing a run, putting teams more in predictable downs, we'll find ourselves being more successful, in my opinion.
Yeah, and talk about success. Their quarterback, C.J. Stroud, was very, very successful. Second most pass yards through a four-game career in NFL history behind Cam Newton. He has 1,212 to be exact. C.J., first rookie in NFL history with 300-plus pass yards and zero interceptions in any four-game span. What impressed you the most about the rookie C.J.?
I would say they did a good job of putting him in position to be successful. Already knew that he was a prototypical quarterback watching him at Ohio State, and watching him through the first 3 weeks of the season. You can just tell that, you know, the game is starting to come to him, and he's just making all the right throws, putting the ball where it's supposed to be, not hurting his team as far as turning the ball over, and just being real smart with the football.
No interceptions so far. That's good.
That's something that a lot of rookie quarterbacks have a problem with, you know, just trying to do too much. You can just tell he's not doing too much, but he's comfortable. And the team is doing a great job of, you know, of putting him in position to be successful as far as the game planning and how they're implementing their play calling to put him in the right position.
For you guys and individually, what felt like the turning point for the team and during that ball game? Because the first half, it was, defense kind of got off to a slow start, and then you started holding them to field goals. But at some point in time, it kind of got out of your hands. What do you feel like was the turning point?
I probably say, and there's no excuse, but this, because I feel like when we came out of in the second half, we kind of started to take the momentum from them, and we couldn't really do it. We got two field goals out of out of those possessions that we had some good drives on. But I believe the fourth and one, when we wasn't able to convert, I believe that's when they was able to regain the momentum and regain their confidence within themselves. Because if you look at the game, when we came out of halftime, offensively, we was moving the ball up and down the field. Defensively, we got, I believe, like three or four three and outs. So we started to play some good ball, some good team ball. We just couldn't get the ball in the end zone, I believe. Once we failed that fourth and one, that's when it was kind of like, they kind of recapture the momentum.
And I'll say this as a fan, and I'll be the voice for the fans. Right now, our offense, they're not good enough to play winning football from behind. Mm-hmm. They're not that offensively, they're not the offensive squad that can go ahead and be battle tested and fight and claw from behind. So it puts more pressure on the defense because you're in a situation, and I'm just speaking on what I've seen in what four games of play, and the fans can chime in our comment section on YouTube as well. Let me know how you feel. But what I'm seeing with our offense, if our defense is not playing stifling, playing straight lockdown type play, getting sacks, creating turnovers, giving great field position, and getting off to a fast start. If you guys don't do that, our offense right now, as we see it today, they're not good enough to hold a fort down. Mm-hmm. That's an issue. As you know, being in the league for such a long time, as many years as you played, this 13 for you?
Yep.
13, you already know when you're playing against the best in the world, regardless of what their record is, regardless of how young their team could be or old, at some point in time, either side got to be able to hold each other up.
Right.
I'm saying? And right now, the offense is not there yet. So, what we saw was defensively, they drove the ball down the field, put points on the scoreboard, and that instantly was like a gut punch to the offense. Like, for our listeners and our viewers, you know how it feels. If you got punched in the gut, it takes all the air out of you. And right now, they're not good enough to be able to basically tell the defense without telling the defense, we got y'all. Like, we got y'all back. Prime example, Super Bowl, the second Super Bowl against Arizona. For us, defensively, we wasn't at our best. We didn't play dominant football like we played the entire 2008 season in that Tampa Super Bowl against Arizona. But guess what our offense did? You know what? Y'all have issues getting stops. You know what? We're going to come bail y'all out. We got y'all. And maybe we stayed up all night. That's why we didn't have a good game, because we didn't get no sleep. Man, but that's another topic. Yeah, we playing Blu-ray all night for the fans. Yeah, that's probably why we didn't have a good game. But in the National Football League, at some point in time, one side can be the dominant one, but you're going to need that teammate. You're going to need Scottie Pippen to show up sometime for Michael Joy. And right now, you're not getting that. And that's no excuse, but that's just how I see it from watching from afar. If y'all get off to a great start, giving them great field position, they're more inclined to be a little more successful. But if y'all not in y'all bag, it puts more pressure on our offense. And right now, they're not there just yet. But still a lot of football left to be played. And with that being said, you've been a part of a team where you lose your starting quarterback. We saw the injury that happened with Kenny Pickett. Even though the offense wasn't having a lot of success, what was the reaction seeing Kenny go down with that injury, lower leg injury?
Well, I didn't know. I know me, specifically didn't know what the injury was. I just saw him limping, being very ginger on whichever leg it was. So I thought it was an ankle injury, to be quite honest with you. So I didn't know what the injury was. And then when we got inside, they were saying that it was his knee, but still no real information. And today came out and said he had an MRI and everything came back pretty negative. Still don't know how much time he's going to miss. But I mean, we'll see, you know. So right now they're saying it's some type of knee injury right now. Mm-hmm. Don't know what, you know, what type of knee injuries, you know, plenty, you know, ligaments and things like that in the knee area, in the knee area. So I don't know what the specific injury is, but I do know that it is in the knee area and don't know how much time he will miss.
What's the message? What's the message from, you know, leadership and Mike Tomlin after a loss like that? Like, what is Mike T saying in regards to the leaders on the team? You know, what are the leaders planning on doing to kind of get this thing right back in the right direction?
Well, you know, after watching tape today, like Coach always says, never mystical. And, you know, that may sound so mundane and a word that's used over and over and over, but it's true. You know, we just have to do our job, do our part, do our responsibilities within that defense to help us win that down. I just think, like you said, as a defense, you always want to have a hot start. You always want to, you know, start off the game, you know, in the right direction. But if it don't so happen fall that way, you got to find a way to get yourself out of that minutia. And that's one thing we're going to have to continue to find out, you know, about ourselves throughout the course of the season, because we know there's going to be another week like that, you know, at some point, you know, in the 15, however many games we have left in the season. So we just have to do a better job of putting a blanket on the fire once it does start, you know, not continue to put gasoline on the fire, if that makes sense. So we just have to do a better job of having a control of the game when a team does find a way to get momentum or does have a couple drives where they're driving the ball up and down the field and you're kind of scrambling and looking around and trying to make plays. Just got to settle down, do your job. We know our defense is successful. We've seen it, time and time again. Yeah. We just have to settle in and do our job collectively so we can be successful collectively. Like Coach always says, we all, successful, together we eat. Together mm-hmm. we eat.
Yeah. And you know, somebody got to make a play. You know what I mean? Somebody got to make it play. Y'all got to talk that thing into existence in the field.
And that's the thing, though, too, Matt, when you say somebody got to make a play. Plays come to the ball finds guys when they're doing their job. Yeah, sometimes you got to be out of your gap and be a ball player. But 80% of the time, you have to be in a position of doing your job, being where you're supposed to be to make that play.
No doubt. And, you know, Mike Tomlin doing his presser right at the end of the game, I think he mentioned something about making some wholesale changes. Has any changes been made yet, or is more so about, you know, just looking in the mirror and everybody doing a better job?
Obviously, you know, those decisions and things like that are something that comes from upstairs. But for the most part, today was like a regular Monday, win, lose, and draw. You know, we clean up the tape, get our workout in, our run, and, you know, tomorrow's our off day. So, definitely have to look ourselves in the mirror, like he says, coaches included, having to demand more, you know, players having to be more receptive to the coaching, and being just more detail oriented, you know, far as, like I talked about, being where you're supposed to be, you know. Being a coach meeting so much, I'm just always finding myself using his catchphrases, but he's so right, man. It is not mystical, man. It really isn't. And it just comes down to, you know, everybody communicating, everybody being on the same page, everybody understanding what we're about to get. smashing the run, set ourselves up for success.
And make routine plays routinely.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'd say this much, man. Like, I know the fans are very, very passionate, and they should be. They're used to seeing winning football, even in losses. They're used to seeing winning football, and that was a humbling experience Sunday. Yeah. And a wise man once told me, the biggest sign of humility is saying grace before you eat crow. And y'all had to eat some crow Sunday.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
You had to eat crow. And I don't know if you're saying your grace before you eat it, but you had to eat it. And that's it's an eye-opening experience. And that's the unique thing about the NFL for me. And I tell people this all the time. There's no guarantee. I partake in gambling, you know, talking gambling, of course, betting on games, and people feel like, oh, this is a for sure. No, there's no such, especially the NFL. That's why the NFL is the greatest game in our country, because the unexpected happens all the time.
Yeah.
It happens. That's why every day you got to put forth your best effort, because that opposing team has the best players in the world as well. Right. And if you're not careful, they can hit you in the mouth. And y'all got hitting them out, and nobody played good. Nobody coached good. It was a disappointing display of football from all cylinders with the Pittsburgh Steelers. But that's the most unique thing as well. Everyone knows exactly what they did wrong and what they can do better. Now it's about looking yourself in the mirror. And for our fans, let me find a way to cheer you up real quick. So, Pat P, the Pittsburgh Steelers fans, listen, rain, sunshine, good weather. If you lose, they're mad. They're going to be talking on social media. Okay, it's cool. We understand that. That's what you're supposed to do, because you've seen six Sticky Lombardis in your lifetime, if you're an individual of 50 years or more, right? You've seen at least six of them at some point in time, either highlights or in person. Who cares? So we understand. But I'll say this, right? I was once a part of a team in 2005 where we lost three straight games. And three of those games we lost to were divisional games. And people were talking so bad about us. Fans were saying whatever they wanted to say. We lost a close one to Baltimore. We got kicked in the face by Indy on Monday night. They beat us bad. Then we gave up 38 points to Cincinnati. Pat Pete, everybody was talking crazy about the Pittsburgh Steelers. We soft, we this, we that. We can't get it right. We're going to miss the playoffs. This is a horrible team. Now, mind you, that team a year ago won 15 games, right? So the expectation was fairly high in 2005. All we did was look ourselves in the mirror and say, you know what? Every individual can do better, at least 5% better. If you do 5% better and that adds up, guess where we'll be at the end of the day? And we went on a 4-game winning streak, lo and behold, won a championship with a second-year quarterback in Big Ben, right? That is the mindset you guys got to have. Because outsiders are going to say whatever they're supposed to say, especially their fans. Right. They're going to say that, right? But you can't allow somebody to rent space in your head for free.
Oh, you can't.
When you play the game of football, they're going to cheer for you, which they're supposed to do, and they're going to talk about you when things are not going well as a team. That's what fans do. But you can't allow them to rent space in your head for free. So all you got to do is go back to the drawing board. Hey, that's the unique thing about the game of football. It's like life. You face so many adversities in life. You face so many adversities in the game. And you've been in the game for a long, long time, future Hall of Fame. So as a leader, and all the other leaders you guys got, and listen, man, y'all know what we did. We stunk it up. We did. We came, we were sleeping at the wheel, and we got hit in the mouth.
That we did.
Yep. It was like Spence and Crawford. You know what I mean? You came, it was like, yo, we show up, we gonna win. Them Houston Texans was Terrence Crawford, and it hit y'all in the mouth, laid y'all down. So it was a humbling experience. So you had to eat crow, and crow don't taste good. But before we go, I like to apologize, Pat P, to you and the team. You know why?
Why?
I accidentally spoke something to existence last week.
What you spoke to existence, man?
Pat P, I be talking too much, and sometimes what I say, it happens. You remember what I said when we talked about the delay? I said, boy, it feel better being delayed with a win than having a delay with a loss.
God dang it. God!
Man, I tell you. I tell you, man. But, keep your mouth shut, man.
Hey, I'm sitting here. It's about 8:00 at night. I see a message say the Pittsburgh Steelers have yet to leave Houston. Another delay.
Like, another what? Delay.
Because for our fans and our listeners, when you play a 1 o'clock game, it's safe to say you're probably in the air no later than 6 o'clock, if not before. Like, really, it's 4 o'clock. The game's over around four. You shower up, interviews, get your snack, hit to the airport. You probably should be in the air, you know, 6:30. Mm-hmm. Well, apparently around 9 o'clock, the Steelers were still on the ground. What happened this time with that delay?
Honestly, I don't know, because it wasn't really
knowing you probably was asleep, because you know you go to sleep quick on a plane.
No, I wasn't asleep on this one. I was around, you know, chatting with the guys on the plane on this one. But yeah, I really don't know what was the issue on this one. But I do know we did not have to change planes. We ended up leaving whenever we did. But yeah, another delay, man.
Man, what a loss this time. It's my fault. Steelers Nation, blame me.
Blame me. I am blaming you. Keep your mouth shut, man. Doggone it.
I ain't mentioned nothing about no more delays or no more L's. I'm leave that low. I ain't say that, but at least y'all home this week. So
yeah, we home.
Y'all home, right? That's a little, you shouldn't be delayed at home. You know what? Let me be quiet. Shut up.
Hey. Yeah. Please. Hey,
we're gonna take a break. Let me shut my mouth. When we come back, Ravens preview. Let's.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Taylor Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Taylor Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Taylor Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Taylor Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBS Sports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBS Sports. So start your business journey today with Taylor Brands.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Go. Pat Pete, everything that went wrong last week in Houston, the great state of Texas, could be corrected if you take care of your business against a divisional foe in the Baltimore Ravens. Y'all 1-0 in the division with a win against the Cleveland Browns. Ravens preview is here. Hearing so much about this rivalry, Pat P, what are your expectations and excitement level to play in this ball game finally?
I'm expecting it to be a heavyweight bout, to be quite honest with you. Slugfest, a lot of blood to be shed. I'm extremely excited to be a part of this this game between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Baltimore Ravens. I think what you call it, black and blue?
Yeah. No, the black and blue is the NFC North. That's what they call it, NFC North.
Oh, okay. Black and blue is the NFC North. But what is this game? Does this game have a specific name or anything like that?
No, it just, you know, if you ain't careful, you can get a black eye. That's what we do. If you're not careful, your eye gonna get tinted, a raccoon eye.
Yeah, well, for that being said, yeah, you can potentially get a black eye or potentially be a fight being broken out. So
yeah,
we understand I know the team understands this as well, how important this game is to us. Not only is the Baltimore Ravens, because it's the next one, after a loss. But I'm looking forward to it, man. I really, really am, man. I know it's going to be a lot of excitement in the stadium. I know, obviously, with Lamar Action Jackson coming to town.
Yeah.
I'm extremely excited to finally get an opportunity to play against him. So this game is huge. I'm excited. The team is excited. We're ready to roll, man. Try to get this bad taste out of our mouths.
Yeah, and also, too, you talk about Lamar Jackson. He's from Broward County. He's from Pompano, you know, the same area you from. After you guys, you know, get this dub against the Baltimore Ravens. Reach out, I mean, talk to him on the field, man. See if you want to come on the podcast. Not necessarily after a loss, but you know, maybe a few weeks down the line. Since you know he'll
okay. I see what I can
guy.
Do.
Yeah, he'll pump
it. I see what I can do.
Yeah, so don't you? I don't know. You know, if how bad the loss could be, but at some point in time, you know, it might be a TV time. I say, hey, man, come on the podcast, man. We'll treat him good. You know, we'll treat him good. I played with the Pittsburgh Steelers for some years. I've been a part of a lot of Ravens Steeler matchups. I remember the first time my rookie year, we were getting ready to play Baltimore, right, Pat P. Okay, back in those days, the game was more physical than it is now. Like people were getting put to sleep left and right, and it was no big deal.
I remember a couple of them on Saturday Night Football.
So I remember we were going to Baltimore, and that Monday, the weight room was filled up. The training was filled up. So in my mind, I'm like, you know, I used to always try to get me a little workout in Mondays anyway. You know, I keep my buys and tries in my back. Right. So I had to keep my back wide. But I'm like, why everybody in there? Boy, it's like, it's Baltimore week, boy. You better make sure you got to do extra this week. Because if you don't careful, boy, if you're not careful, your body ain't going to hold up. It's a physical game. Like, what? I said, man, y'all tripping, man. It can't be that much more physical than what I've seen. Like, I've been seeing grown men running to each other, you know, quite some weeks, for some weeks now. Like, nah, man, Matt, better get in that cold tub. Pat P, I hate the cold tub. I never been a cold tub guy. I'm like, bro, I'm not doing no cold tub. Like, Matt, get in the cold tub. Willie, all the running backs get in the cold tub, neck all the way up, water, ice. Monday, you're Tuesday, right. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Everybody, man. We go to Baltimore. This is my first time ever seeing Ray Lewis in person. So that back in those days, it's to call you out as an individual, right? So everyone, Ray was the last person. So I was trying to figure out why our entire sideline was standing up, right? So they're like, I say, man, why y'all standing up? Man, you know, usually guys warming up, going through their little prep right before the game. So I asked one of the older guys, I said, man, why everybody standing? He said, man, Ray about to come up. I'm like, Ray about to come up. So, hey, Pat P, for the 10 defenders that came before Ray, they had a different song. When Ray came out, they switched the whole song. They went to put that Nelly on. It's hot in here. Dun, dun. The lights went to flicking. So, you know, in Baltimore, they got field turf. But for Ray, they put a little pallet out of real grass.
I remember that.
Because he eat the grass and he throw it in the air and do the squirrel.
Yeah.
Man, they had fire coming from everywhere. It was like a Beyonce concert. I'm like, what the hell is going on? I said, man, this Ray. Man, Ray came out, hit that squirrel, man, and went to ate the grass, man, and went to yah, 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 and ran through. Man, I felt like the stadium was shaking. I said,
yes, sir.
I said, boy, if we ain't right, boy, it might get ugly.
I saw that interest one time, and I must say that's the most special, entertaining intro for a ball player I've ever seen, hands down.
Man,
not even close.
Man, listen, man, that's one of my fondest memories. I guess you know, watching, of course, my number one memory would be the Troy Polamalu pick that led us to winning that AFC championship game because we beat them three times that year. And then, of course, that led us, you know, gave us opportunity to get to the Super Bowl, get our second Super Bowl. So my overall record against the Ravens is 7-7, right? 5-7 in regular season play, 2-0 in playoffs. So I never lost to the Baltimore Ravens in playoffs. So that's dope. When you talk about the Ravens, they're dealing with a lot of injuries, man. Of course, Lamar Jackson.
As we are, too.
Yeah. They dealing with, you don't know if you're going to see OBJ, Rashad Bateman. A lot of the guys did not play last week against the Cleveland Browns. But luckily enough for them, they faced off against a rookie quarterback in DTR. So not knowing our status with our quarterback, you know, what's your mindset with this game? Because usually when the Baltimore Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers plays a low scoring affair, TJ Watt loves Lamar Jackson, by the way. Two quarterbacks that TJ Watt love in our division, Joe Burrow and Lamar Jackson. And I think those two guys probably hate TJ Watt. But knowing this is a divisional game, is going to be low scoring. What's your mindset knowing that defense is going to be at a premium on Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, we have to play better than what we played last week for sure. Like you said, this matchup is always a low scoring affair, always a defensive battle, comes down to the last drive, field goal or 2-point play or whatever the case may be. But we understand that we have to be on our P's and Q's at all times, man. We cannot start a neutral. We cannot get warmed up to it.
No,
we have to come out. No. With our hair on fire, man.
No question.
And yeah. Set the tone, defensively especially, set the tone from the first play. You know,
yes.
You know, Danny, our special team coach, does a great job, man, telling the guys today, man, you ought to, it's a privilege to start the game as a special team because it's going to be kickoff.
You set the tone. Return.
No doubt about it.
You set the tone. You run into somebody, tone. Put so somebody to sleep that, real quick. They get the defense fired up. Not to sleep. I don't want to say to sleep. I'm not. You know, pro people going to sleep, but I'm just saying running to somebody violently. Is that better? Right. I think because I don't want to promote someone.
You just go down. You just say you go if you go down and make a play within in the 15-yard line, that set the defense up for success. Just say
no
that.
Question. Hey, we used to have a few guys, man. Shouts out to my draft mates and Andre Frazier, who was a free agent. And Arnold Harrison, who was a free agent as well, those guys really earned their living on special teams, Pat P. And they used to tell the older guys, watch me. When that first kickoff, they used to sit here and tell all you, because you know the starters, you know how it be. Y'all waiting down here by the 20-yard line for where the kick is going to be so y'all can run the football field. Them boys used to tell the guys on the defensive side, the starters, hey, if your mind ain't right now, watch me. Watch what I do. And yes, literally, if the ball goes out of the end zone or if the returner catches it, they run it into somebody. And when they get there, boy, they put that Rydell on them. They, when I tell you people used to get them put to sleep on that kickoff, and back in those days, they had a wedge. You know, you remember used to set the wedge.
Right.
You man, shots out to Dre, man, and Arnold, boy. Them boys running their head first, and somebody ain't coming out.
Somebody, I'm like, boy, y'all. Somebody's not coming out.
Mm-mm. And you know, back in them, Frazier had that neck. You know, the linebackers nowadays don't play with the neck collar, that little car seat behind his head. So you know, he was looking for action in Snellyville, man. Arnold was just them boy was head hunters, man. So you're right, that special teams is extremely important, man, in regards to setting the tone. Do you feel, Pat P? And it's still early in the season, the month of October. Is there any pressure, you know, coming off the loss and then having a divisional foe next up?
Pressure in terms of what?
We know how important winning is, but of course, you know, you're 500, you take another loss, you're below 500, you're still in a decent spot in regards to divisional race, 1-1, but just finding a way, because with the Baltimore Ravens right now, they have two wins in the division. They beat Cincinnati already.
And they just beat Cleveland.
Did they beat Cincinnati? No, Baltimore beat.
Yeah, they beat Cincinnati first game of the year.
No, they had Houston first game of the year. So they played Houston. No.
Yeah, and then Cincinnati. They went to Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
they beat them week two. So if they beat you guys, they got a three-game lead on the division. So most of I'm talking about pressure
two game
in the division.
Lead.
Two-game lead.
Yeah. I won't necessarily say it's pressure because it's still early, but we quite frankly – need and want to win this game for sure. You know what I mean? Because this will set us up, you know, in the long haul when you have an opportunity to have a leg up on a divisional foe. You know, so I won't say there's pressure now, but we definitely need to play better consistently in order to put ourselves in better position to earn the right to be able to win games.
No question. Well said. Hey, okay. Before we go, y'all know what time it is. It's prediction time. God damn it.
Talk to me.
Something got to give. I don't know if it's going to be Trubisky or Kenny. I think it's probably going to be Trubisky. Trubisky is his opportunity. Because, see, this is a great situation for a guy like Trubisky. You walk into a situation where it really ain't no pressure. You know what I'm saying? Because they really ain't expecting a lot because you ain't the starter. They just want you to kind of manage the system, you know what I mean? Be an Uber driver, you know what I mean? Just drive the speed limit and drop off. We need to drop off, pick up. We need to pick up. But in those situations, sometimes guys flourish. I remember when I was in the start, I was a backer. They threw me out there. I'm like, well, heck, they expected me to fail, so I ain't got no pressure.
Yeah.
Anything I do is a plus. Like, oh, shoot, he actually did a good job. We were thinking he was going to fail out there. And sometimes people flourish in those moments. So you know what, Trubisky? It's your opportunity, baby. I'm not hoping or wishing, but I don't know what the status is. I could be wrong. Kenny might be ready to go. But if he ain't ready to go, Trubisky is your opportunity. Give us a little something. That's all. So with that being said, Pat P, 19-14.
Steelers win 19-14. No question. And these ball games, it'd be a weird score. Like, how you get these type scores? It'd be a 18 or 15 type game. You know what I mean? 15 to 12 or 9. 19-14, Steelers win. Let's see exactly how close I get.
19-14.
And I know one thing I don't do for all my gamblers out there. I don't bet with the Pittsburgh Steelers because I'm already emotionally involved. I can't be emotionally involved and financially involved because that might put me in the hospital.
Yeah, you might lose your mind, man. We don't need Matt to lose his mind.
No, there are too many other games I can bet on. I don't touch the Steelers when it comes to money. I leave it alone. Pat P.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
I know when you locked in, you're locked in, right? But we got to tap into around the lead. Have you caught wind of this Taylor Swift phenomenon that's going on with the NFL?
To be quite honestly, but I've seen it, but I haven't really caught wind of it, you know, to pay a lot of attention to it. I remember the one time when it first came out, I know they was talking about her more than, you know, the actual game. I didn't watch the game last night. So I wasn't able to, you know, see all the camera time she was getting there.
Yep.
So like I said, so I haven't really been following it to really catch wind, but seems pretty dope though that, you know, that that she's into football and
she ain't into football. Travis, she's supporting whatever they got going on. They showed her 17 times last night. The NBC announced that Sunday night's Chiefs Jets game averaged 27 million viewers, making it the most watched show since the Super Bowl. That's one Taylor Swift effect. Like, with her just being in a suite, it became the most watched show since the freaking Super Bowl.
And she didn't even say a word.
She didn't say a word. They just showed her cheering and talking to people in the suite from afar. And people are watching. Travis Kelce jersey sales has increased dramatically.
400% or something like that.
Yes. His podcast with him and his brother is now number one on Apple. Viewership increased among females across all age groups, adding more than 2 million female viewers. Wow. Yeah. Audience peaked at more than 29 million viewers in the second quarter.
I guess it's definitely a Swiftie effect, or however they want to call it.
Man, the NFL is benefiting from Taylor Swift. Like, she's entitled to whatever it is she would like to get because they're making so much money.
What you got? The league, they want to invite her to every game and try to find a way to put the Chiefs well, on more television games.
Well, they're going to tell Travis, don't you mess it up now. Don't you do something man. You ain't got no business doing. Whatever you need to do, you better keep this woman happy. Because it means a lot for all of us, right?
All of us.
All of us. So you better make sure whatever you got going on, listen, you better, hey, focus on her. Now, off season, you can be a screw up. If you want to screw something up in off season, go ahead. But right now,
For these 4 to 6 months, we need you.
And her. We need her. We need y'all together as a unit, power couple. Well, shouts out to Taylor Swift. I understand you're talking to Travis, and clearly y'all got a thing going on. But if you ever want to mention All Things Covered, just whispering it, or, you know, we'll take it. We'll take whatever little debris we can get, whatever extra debris that's floating out there. In regards to momentum, we'll take it, Pat P. Just whatever little debris.
No doubt about it.
Hey, Khalil Mack had 6 sacks. Last time I checked, he just sacked the quarterback again. Aiden O'Connell for the Raiders, he had 6 sacks. What's the best single game defensive performance you've ever seen? Or what about you as an individual? What was the best game you ever been a part of as a defender or as a, you know, returner? Like your best game ever, stat wise?
Man, I probably go my best game ever. I'll probably have to say against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 2013. Mm-hmm. I had an opportunity to play against Vincent Jackson.
You remember your numbers?
Yeah, I had 2 picks on like maybe 6 tackles, I think. 2 picks, 6 tackles, a couple of PBUs. But wait, what made that game so special, because I got both of my picks to basically win us the game, because we was down 10-0 with like 8 minutes ago when I got my first pick, gave the offense the ball back at like maybe the 17-yard line. We score. We come back on defense. We stop them. Offense go back and score again. I think they fumbled. They fumbled a kick return or something like that, if I'm not mistaken. I can't remember, but the offense ended up getting the ball in good field position again, or a punt return. Somebody got the ball in good field position again. We end up scoring and taking the lead 14-10 with a minute and something left in the game. And they tried to, drive the ball down, get the ball to Steven Jackson. No, actually, they ran we was in a palms coverage, and they tried to get – the running back out of the backfield, and I was guarding Vincent Jackson. He was running like a dig, and I had my eyes in the backfield the whole time, and I was able to slip up under that and pick off that pass.
You know,
and I had a pretty good game against Vincent too. He had 2 catches, 27 yards.
Okay. My best game came against Tampa as well. It's funny that you mentioned Tampa. My best game came against Tampa as well.
Mm.
Yeah.
What was your numbers?
I had a pick, forced a fumble, like 6 tackles, and I think 4 PBUs against Joey Galloway I was covering. So I never forget that. Hey, well, Pat P, hey, it was fun catching up with you. Of course,
yes,
the recapping and the preview. Let's get ready to get back in the winning column. Steeler Nation, be there to support. Divisional game coming up. Let's rock and roll.
Here we go.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.